sometimes they say that,
and then you never see it again, or it ends up in a white elephant, something or the other.
And that's just the way it is. And so then once I find a mirror, if I figure out what it is that is going to be the perfect gift for this particular person, you know what happens next? I can't find it. Either they're out, or nobody carries it. People don't know what I'm talking about. And I can't find the gift. And I'm not the only one who has this issue. I know that because this last Christmas, I was out and about doing some shopping, and I ran into a friend and her husband, and they were doing Christmas shopping, and their cart was loaded. And so I looked and said, wow, good for you. You got all your Christmas shopping done. To which the husband looked at me and said, not really. We can't find what we're looking for. Whoa. But you know, it tells me I'm not alone. We all have those issues. Our hearts are a lot like my friend's shopping experience. We're constantly looking for something. And a lot of times we don't know what it is we're looking for. What we think we're looking for isn't really what we need. Our hearts are a lot like that too. We're looking for something more, something we don't have, something that's going to make us happier, something that'll give our lives more meaning, make us feel more fulfilled. We're always looking for something. It reminds me of Jesus' question to his first two disciples this morning. Now, you need to know the scene first, okay? Now, John the Baptizer is talking with two of his disciples. Because he has disciples. He has people who follow him all over. Because they think there's something special between his relationship and God's. And so they want to know what that is, and they want to rub elbows with him. And so they follow him around. He has disciples. You may not realize it, but some of his disciples became Jesus' disciples. Did you know that? So he's talking with them. And here's the way the passage goes. It is on the back of your bulletin, if you'd like to follow it. The next day, John was there again with two of his followers. When he saw Jesus walking by, he said, look, the Lamb of God. The two followers heard John say this, so they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following him, he asked, what are you looking for? What an odd question. I would understand, who are you looking for? But what are you looking for? They said, Rabbi, where are you staying? So their answer is, we're looking for you. He answered, come and see. So the two men went with Jesus and saw where he was staying and stayed there with him that day. Two men obviously looking for something, something that is missing in their lives. I imagine that's why they're hanging around with John the Baptist. They're looking for something, they're not quite sure what it is. Some of us are here for that same reason. We're looking for something, not quite sure. It has something to do, we think, with our relationship to God, hopefully. But we're looking for something. You know, funny thing about Jesus. He's not a store person. He's not trying to help two customers find their vegetables. Jesus' question to his two disciples, what are you looking for, goes so much deeper than anything we could put our hands on. Jesus is asking his followers to search their hearts, to find what is missing, to look for what they are really seeking, to figure that out. How do you do that? You've got to look deep. Could Jesus be asking you today, what is in your heart? What are you really looking for? The word heart occurs in the Bible in the Old Testament, just in the Old Testament, over 800 times. Can you imagine that? And not once does it refer to this organ right here. The heart that is being referred to is a metaphor. It is symbolic of what is at the very core of our being. What's in the deepest part of our soul? That's where the heart of our lives is found. What really means something to us. Where we find meaning. When we listen to our hearts, that is where we will find our deepest yearnings. But who has time to search your soul? Oh, come on, it's a busy world. We have a lot to do. We're busy people. Maybe we're a little bit too busy. Maybe some of us are a lot too busy. How do we determine what we're looking for? How do we figure that out? What is going to give our lives meaning? Fulfillment, purpose, desires are pretty superficial. I want a new car. I want to win the lottery. I want more. You fill in the blank. You know what's there. I'm not saying that all of our desires are superficial. I really don't believe they are. A childless couple longing for a baby is not superficial. A single person who's longing for a life partner, that's pretty deep. Someone with an illness who longs to be well, it's not superficial either. So how do we discover what we desire the most deeply? How do we figure that out? I have an exercise that might help you. Now, you can turn your papers over if you'd like. Because the first part of it is, if you could write your own eulogy, what would you want it to say about you? This is serious stuff. I have thought about this. There must be something wrong with me. I thought, what are people going to say about me? Gosh, I hope people say that she was well-loved, that people liked her. Really? Isn't that kind of superficial? If you could write your own eulogy, not the eulogy you think that others are going to give for you, but the one that you'd like people to be able to say at your funeral, what would it sound like? There's some questions to ask yourself to help you get an idea of what you want your eulogy to sound like. Would you like to be remembered as someone who loved deeply? Was always self-centered, selfish? Would you like to be remembered as someone who was honest? I would hope so. Or deceitful? As someone who was generous or tight-fisted? Never gave up enough. Would you like to be remembered as someone who responded with compassion to those in need? Or someone who really didn't take the time to care? They were always too busy. Would you like to be remembered as someone who loved life and cherished each moment? Or someone who complained constantly? We all know someone like that, don't we? Nothing is ever right with the world. There's always something wrong. And when you see that person, you pray that you can go the other way quickly so that you don't get sucked in. Because it's a doubt. Remember, these questions are not about the person that you are right now. And if they are, if the first half of that question is you all the way around, good for you. You don't have to worry about your eulogy. These questions are about what you desire most for your life. Back to Jesus' question to the two men following him. Jesus said, what are you looking for? What is it you're looking for in following me? I can imagine Jesus asking that question of every person who listened to his sermons and his stories, who followed him along the road, who witnessed his miracles, his healings, the water and the wine. I imagine him asking those people, when they tag along behind him, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a quick fix? I don't know that I have that for you. Are you looking for a new friend? There's all sorts of those out there. We need to worry about here. Not everyone who followed Jesus did it for the right reasons. And Jesus could see right through those to the heart of those who were following him for the wrong reasons. Even when we can't see what's in our heart, guess who can? Jesus could see to the heart of the groupies. You know, Jesus had groupies. That's those who hung around just because they wanted to be associated with the one who could turn water into wine. Think about it. People who just hung around because Jesus did cool things. Groupies. The name droppers. Those who associated themselves with Jesus so they'd impress their friends. Ah, I know Jesus. He's a friend of mine. The trailers, I call these. The trailers, those who followed Jesus because that's where their friends hung out. They trailed along behind him. Hey, if Joe's there, I gotta be there, right? Must be something good going on. And then there were the ones who followed Jesus, seeking their own miracle. The woman with the hemorrhage, and she received hers. The man with the demons, he received his as well. The woman with the sick child, And there were those who wanted to stay close to Jesus for completely the wrong reason, because they thought that he was going to overthrow the government and they would then be in control. Totally not what Jesus was about. John Wesley once said about God, "Our hearts will not rest until they rest in thee." So whatever it is you're looking for, even right here, if you're not looking to have your heart filled with the love of God, you might be looking for the wrong thing. If you're looking to hang out with friends, that might not be what God has in mind for you. If you're looking to hang out with Jesus, you keep looking because he's here. What are you looking for? I believe those who would answer Jesus' question with, "I'm looking for my Savior. I'm looking for the one who could save my life." I think those are the ones who are following Jesus for the right reason. Because they wanted to grow in his love. They wanted to soak up all that he had to offer. And maybe be just a little bit like him. Would you admit to yourself what it was you were looking for when you walked through those doors to worship this morning? Do you know what it was? Are you okay with that? So there are really two questions that Jesus asks us today. One of them is, what are you looking for in your life journey? Because the place you're going to find that is way down deep within you. And it's going to take some time for reflection, and it's going to take some time for prayer, talking one-on-one with Jesus, and talking one-on-one with yourself. What is it that you're looking for in your life journey? Is there something missing? And by the way, you're never too old to keep looking in your life journey. And I'm so grateful for that, because I'm still looking. Number two, what are you looking for in your faith journey? And for the purposes right here, that's the significant one. What are you looking for in the faith journey? A place to hang out? A reason to get up early on Sunday morning? No, I don't think so. Are you looking for something deeper? Something that is going to turn your entire life around, give it meaning and purpose and joy and direction and hope and help? What is it you're looking for in the faith journey? Next Sunday, Jesus asks us, "Who do you say I am? Who do you say I am?" Will you pray with me? Lord, we want to let us know that we're constantly searching.